Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. Today, this is the food segment, and by no means am I a food critic, because honestly, I'll eat anything that's not alive. And I've stepped out in the hallway here because we're at Price Hill Chili, and this is kind of a historic landmark in the Price Hill Western Hills area in Cincinnati. And Sam Beltis founded this in 1962, and I've known Sam since 1962. And I don't remember how he got started, whether he worked at Empress or Skyline, but I've never been able to tell the difference in Price Hill Chili and Skyline or Empress. Years ago, when my wife Nancy was working at a eyes, ears, nose, and throat doctor, she's a nurse, she got a recipe for Empress Chili, which was the first Greek-type chili in the Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky. And then came Skyline. And what made Sam so different is he actually has a full service menu, and you can buy breakfast there at any time, and I don't know how they can keep the prices down. But going back to when I first met Sam is when he first opened up, and then as Nancy and I, when we got married and started having children, obviously we couldn't take chili home to the kids or anything. But back in 1965, when I started up a business, I would usually have a business meeting at Sam's for breakfast. It would be on a Monday or a Friday. And sometime, I guess it was maybe around 1968, when Dan Hiller came in from, I brought him in from Boston to be vice president of my company. And Dan was originally from Tennessee. He's in Boston. We came here, and I knew Dan wasn't exposed to a lot of different food, because the first Reds game, I had box seats at the Reds. The first game I took him to, we had a working businessman special game, and we had lunch. And when Sam asked me, what the hell is a brat or a Met, I knew he didn't know what Midwestern food was. And so anyway, one time at one of our meetings, I'd go in and see Sam. Sam say, "Hey, Red, how's business?" "That's okay. How's yours?" "Oh," he says, "good." But, you know, Sam would be there 6 o'clock in the morning when they opened for breakfast, and he'd still be there at night. He just built a tremendous business. So anyway, the one time we were sitting there, and I had introduced Dan to Sam, and he was over at the table, and I think I ordered a Western omelet or something. So Dan Hiller said, I'll have a chili five-way. Now, this is at 7 o'clock in the morning. And Sam looked at me and he said, "Red, what the hell's wrong with this guy?" And Dan said, "My stomach doesn't know what time it is." And Sam says, "Mine does." And I said, "So does mine." But anyway, great guy. He's retired, and his son Steve's running the business now. But this is such a historic place. When Nancy and I pulled in, she has her seat and lunch today. They have it every other month. And there's usually 8, 10, 12 people show up, because at our age, you know, there's not too many left. But what amazes me is not only the quality of the food, but the size of the menu. I'll give you, for example, today I ordered a chili four-way, which is just a huge thing. This is chili, spaghetti, onions, and cheese. And I ordered a cheese coney, which is chili, hot dog, mustard, onion, cheese. Okay, the chili four-way is enough for any normal person. I went overboard. I had a light supper last night, didn't have any breakfast because I knew I was going to eat here. Anyway, my chili four-way, I don't know what Skyline charges now, but my chili four-way was $7.49, and my cheese coney was $2.50, and my 16-ounce can of Pabst Blue Ribbon in an ice-cold glass was $2.50. And I think Nance just had a cheese coney. But he's got, you can get a breakfast here day or night. Breakfasts are delicious. You can get some of the biggest double-deckers that I've seen. And I don't know how he can keep the prices as low. I mean, it's, you know, to me, it's just, it's amazing that his prices are that low. But it's really, really kind of a great thing that he has going, and it's just a Price Hill fixture, Western Hills. When we came in today, I believe there was maybe one parking place and two handicaps, which I use the handicap. And now, and this parking lot is huge, and it was just amazing how many people were in here at lunchtime. And this is a Wednesday, so weekends are incredible. I think St. Teresa Church is right down the street from Price Hill Chili. Price Hill Chili is at Glenway and Gurley Road. And I imagine people still from St. Teresa, right after Mass, they come here for breakfast, because it's just, if you're in the Price Hill, Western Hills area, it's really worthwhile to come here. And I've never been able to tell the difference in Price Hill Chili, Skyline Chili, or Empress Chili. The only chili that, to me, that it's okay, but it doesn't measure up, is Gold Star Chili. And somebody told me that they put chocolate in their chili. Maybe they do. I don't know that, but there is definitely a difference. So anyway, I don't know how long I've been on here because I'm using my portable stuff. But if you're in the area and you want to see, come to basically, I would guess in 62, you could call it a historical place. But it's a place where people that have never ever left the Western Hills area, they still come here. They still meet their friends here. And I really highly recommend this as far as a great place, great family restaurant. Price is right. The food's delicious. The service is good. And when you have service and anymore, it's so hard to get people to work. But honestly, the waitresses that he has here, they're like the Energizer bunnies. The service is good. I don't know how this one lady handled all the tables she did today, but there wasn't a big wait for anybody. She was right on the spot if you need anything else. It's just a great place to go. And basically that's all I got to say about Price Hill Chili. I wish them continued success. And again, I'm not a food critic because I like everything I eat, except cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and crap like that. So anyway, I will talk to you on the next podcast. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And again, thanks for listening.